Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Today, our water comes from a city water supply. But in the country, when I was growing up, our water was supplied by a well in the backyard. Oh, I remember that well. The water was sweet and pure and utterly dependable. I remember how I liked to lie on the wooden top with my face in the opening of the well, smelling and sensing the cool, quiet depths. Now, we would never have dreamed of using water that came from a mud puddle. And the other day, an analogy came to my heart with regard to praise to the Lord. You know, the Bible so often says, "Bless the Lord, praise the Lord." And yet, when I really examine my life, I have to ask myself, is my praise coming from a puddle or from a well? You know, genuine praise is not a cheap, quickie surface thing or a use of a phrase. Psalm 146:2 says, "While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have my being." But so often, my praise is dredged up out of a puddle. And that puddle is so easily muddied by moods. When I'm grumpy and blue, do I praise the Lord? Oh, of course not. That puddle is also dried by drudgery. I get tired of doing housework. Do I praise the Lord? No. That puddle is contaminated by carelessness. You know, when I was a kid, all of the mud puddles on the place were contaminated by the fallout of orchard spray. And so that puddle of praise is contaminated by just forgetfulness and carelessness. That puddle is so often agitated by adversity. It's really dried up when things get tough. Instead, my praise and yours should come from a well of praise. It should be quiet. It should be cool. It should definitely be deep. And yes, it should be constant. That is, even in the driest periods of life, that well should be there, and out of it should come an unceasing stream of sweet, pure, cool, and refreshing water. Water of praise to the Lord. Well, you ask, how do I dig and supply that kind of a well of praise? Definitely, it is not of self. If you and I try to dig this well of praise, we're just going to make a shallow, muddy mess. No, we need to rely upon the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and daily personal fellowship with the Lord. That will give us a well that is a constant source of praise. And it's also going to see that that well is a pure container. John 4:14b says, "But the water that I shall give him, that is Christ, shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Indeed, praise is much more than a convenient phrase. It should be a consistent phase of our living, coming from a soul-deep well. Is your praise coming from a puddle or from a well?
If you would like to share specific domestic or spiritual concerns, Mrs. Jones would be happy to hear from you. Just write, Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.